नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम 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 नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
सो वी कंटिन्यू रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 The general history in the chapter number 8, the story of Pingala and text number 41. Samsara kupe patitam,
samsara kupe patitam,
visaya mushite pranam,
visaya mushite pranam,
grastam kalahinatmanam,
grastam kalahinatmanam,
punya stratam adeshwaraha. Samsara,
samsara,
material existence,
kupe,
in the dark well,
patitam,
fallen,
vishaya,
present gratification,
mushitam,
stolen away,
ikshanam,
vision.
Grastham,
seals,
kala,
of time,
ahina,
by the serpent,
atmanam,
the living entity,
ka,
who,
anya,
else,
pratum,
is capable of delivering.
Adhishwaraha,
Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation and put forth by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. The intelligence of the living entity is stolen away by activities of sense gratification, and thus he falls into the dark well of material existence. Within that well, he is then seized by the deadly serpent of time. Who else but the Supreme Personality of Godhead could save the poor living entity from such a hopeless condition? Translation interpretation. The intelligence of the living entity is stolen away. By activities of sense gratification. And thus, he falls into the dark well
of material existence.
Within that well,
he
is then seized by a deadly serpent of time.
Who else?
But the Supreme Personality of Godhead
could
save the poor living entity from such a hopeless condition. Support. Pingala stated in a previous verse that even demigods are unable to give actual happiness to women. One may question, who has authorized this lady to reject even such exalted personalities as Brahma, Shiva and other demigods? The answer given here is that if one actually wants to solve all the problems of life and go back home back to Godhead, then the only solution is to take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. It is well known that the demigods themselves are subject to birth and death. As stated by Lord Shiva himself, Mukti Pradata Sarvesham Vishnur Evana Sansaha. There is no doubt that Vishnu is the deliverer of liberation for everyone. Text number 41 is the matter of the story of Pingala in the 11th canto. ಉಮಜ್ಞಾನಂದ್ರಿಯಾಚೈತನ್ಯಮನಾಶ್ರಾಂ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಕದಾಮ वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीवृन्दावनम् श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सकलहरं सदैवं साद्वैतं सवदूतं परिजनवैतं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सकलललितां श्रीविशाखान्वितां सदां हे कृष्णा कर्णसिन्धो लीलमञ्जुलपते chapter, as you must have already read all these verses before. This is the this is one of the example which one of the guru of this brahmana, right? And this brahmana he had how many gurus?
Four.
Yeah. And and he learned one item from all of these personal people, right? So he learned, that's what it says, no? We can learn in a good quality from anywhere. So this brahmana was giving this story here, and he learned different things actually from this different personalities. And so now here, in this few verses, we've been reading this the story of this woman named Pingala, right? So, and here she develops what in some renunciation, because as you must have already heard, she was a prostitute and waiting for someone perform her activity, but by the end of the day no one turned up, so in that desperation she renounced. So this is one kind of renunciation. When we don't get something which we want, then naturally we become very renounced. Of course that is also renunciation. This is like, what is this word, like the grapes which you don't get it, no? They are sour. Because you didn't get it first of all, okay, it becomes sour. They are sour for you. So, but here actually, she is giving the nice point here about the renunciation. Okay, we almost come to the end of the chapter. So, this is the renunciation, like as you were reading yesterday in a few verses. That now I am completely satisfied and I have full faith in the Lord's mercy. Therefore, I will maintain myself with whatever comes of its own accord. I shall enjoy life with only the Lord, because He is the real source of love and happiness. So, she has come to that kind of realization, understanding. And it just was before that. With devotion I accept the great benefit from the Lord has bestowed upon me. Having given up my sinful desires for ordinary sanctification, I now take shelter of Him, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A person who has developed detachment can give up the bondage of material society. So material society, friendship and love. And a person who undergoes great suffering gradually becomes out of hopelessness, detached and indifferent to the material world. Thus, due to my great suffering, such detachment awoke in my heart. Yet, how could I have undergone such merciful suffering if I were actually unfortunate? Therefore, I am in fact fortunate and have received the mercy of the Lord. He must somehow or other be pleased with me. And so, we are explaining about this point today. And then, so, she is considering herself to be very fortunate. Because somehow she got the realization, she got the understanding that, which is very, very special. But many times, actually, the living entity is caught up in this material world, we can't actually come out of this that bondage. And then, when we don't get what we want, actually, we start blaming everybody. Everybody, everything else, and except ourselves. But here, the case is different. She's got such a great realization that, okay, now, by the Lord's mercy, now I'm very detached. And so now, and with devotion, I take full shelter of Him. And now I will accept whatever comes out of its own accord. And here in this verse, she is saying that the influence of the living entity is stolen away by the attitude of sense gratification. This is what actually keeps us in this material world. Krishna Bhulya Jiva Bhogavanchakari. The living entity forgetting Krishna, Bhulya forgetting Krishna, Bhogavanchakari. Maya Tare. Nikitas Chapati Tare. So he is caught in the network of Maya. That's what living entities, So we turn our face away from Krishna and trying to enjoy Him in this material world. Different kinds of self-gratification. That example is there, living entity trying to enjoy different foods. And this is in different forms of self-gratification. Trying to derive some pleasures from this. Trying to squeeze out some pleasure here. But it is no pleasure in this material world. It is only misery. Right? So when someone comes to that understanding, and again, when we turn our face towards Krishna, then Krishna is waiting for us. Saying, where have you gone all this time? I'm waiting for you. So Dasa explains it. Prabhupada explains that if you take one step towards Krishna, then you take 10 steps towards us. Because He's been anxiously waiting for us to go back, come back to Godhead. The cause for us to change the material world is sense gratification. Thus He falls into dark well. Says the word here. Dark well. What is the word here exactly? Kupam. Kupam means well. Well, dark well. Kupam means. That's what this material world is compared to. Griham on the Kupam. By who? Lal Maharaj. Right? Griham on the Kupam. So we get caught up in this deep dark well. But we can only come out from this by the mercy of the devotees. When we get the mercy of the devotees, then we can come out of this one. The spiritual master helps us. Still, so we can come out of this material world. And also, when we cut this material world, another point mentioned here is that he is then seized by the deadly serpent of time, Kala. Kala Sarpa. Sarpa means snake. And Kala, because it swallows our existence, it caught up in this world. That's why Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Kala asmi, The time I am, Arjuna asks him, who are you?
Colors
me, I come to destroy. There is one here, except you, the Pandavas. So the time ticks away for everyone. So the best way to use the time is to engage in the service of the Lord. So when we try to engage in the service of the Lord, naturally that's what Srimad Bhagavatam says, when we engage in the process of devotional service, then the knowledge and renunciation comes. So that renunciation, nasta prayasya badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. So when we render service to Srimad Bhagavatam and the person Bhagavat, then we can get the knowledge, jnana and vairagya. They both come. So that renunciation is superior, and with that renunciation one can easily, then they won't go back. That's what it says, that we have to get some higher test. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, what it was? Vishaya Vinivartante Nidaharashyate Na Rasavartya Vrtvapasya Param Vishwanivartate. One has to obtain higher taste. So how can we get up to higher taste? When we engage in the process of devotional service, when we serve the devotees, when we serve the holy name, then you can get the higher taste. So when we get higher taste, naturally then the taste for the lower things goes away. But in order to get that, we have to have the proper association. By the association of the devotees and by the association of the Lord, then we can get that high taste. And she is saying here, who else but Supreme Personality of Godhead could save the poor living entity from such hopeless condition? We are all suffering in this year, we are caught up here in this hopeless condition. So only the Lord can help us out. Of course, sometimes the Lord personally, and sometimes Lord through His devotees, He can pull us from this Grihamandakukam, this deep dark well. Then, when we engage, then we can develop the renunciation. This is what Krishna Mahaprabhu, he came to teach this bhakti and renunciation. That's what Sarvam Bhattacharya quoted the verse, he was quoted by Srila Mahaprabhu. He says, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Sikshadhameka Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripambadevam Aham Samprapadye. He says, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. He came to teach the real renunciation. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga, and he came to teach that Bhakti Yoga unto himself. Because you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sri Krishna himself. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nayanya. Right? He came to teach that real renunciation. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Sikshadhameka Purusha Purana. He came to give that siksha, guidance, teachings to himself, Purusha Purana, to that the Supreme Person. And how did he come? He came in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari. He came in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kripamba Deva Aham Sampravade. I surrender to unto that merciful Lord. Please bestow some mercy on me. So that is his prayer. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. So, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and when we follow the process of this devotional service, the detachment or the renunciation which we develop is superior. Otherwise, some people also, they renounce, they know this material world is entanglement. So they want to keep it with the Mayavadis. They think, they say, what do they say? Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. If Brahman is real, and Jagat, this material universe, is Mithya. Mithya means false. False. So this is all false. But we say, the Vaishnavas and also they say, yes, it's not false. It is real, but it's temporary. This is a temporary creation by the Lord. For us to give us an opportunity to realize ourselves, our mistakes, and then come back to Godhead. So, that is the purpose of Srila Mahaprabhu's appearance. So, when we, the renunciation which we develop is the superior. Because when they say that Brahma Satya, Jagan Mithya, Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya, then what do they get? They want to go to Brahma because they think that's real. But when they go there, they cannot stay there, right? Because the soul is always active. So there's no activity there. That's why again, one has to come back again there from there. So when we have the proper understanding of the real renunciation, that's what, in our process, we know that everything belongs to the Lord, right? So, if we use all things in the service of the Lord, then we don't get attached to that. That is the real renunciation. Nothing wrong in having opulences. But we have to know the real purpose of them. Like what, Acharya's great example, you can see Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Thakur is a perfect example. So recently we had the good fortune to visit Radhakund. Then we were going around and then we went to Bhaktivedanta Swami Thakur's place there. In Radhakund is the place where he used to stay in Radhakund. And there, guess what you find? In there, he's got a western toilet over there. So those days, actually, that must have been 1930s, In India, nobody could even heard of it, using the western toilet there. But actually, Bhaktivedanta Thakur, he put the thing there, It's still there, if you ever go to any place, see that. And he was using, all the motor cars, everything in the service of the Lord. Because we wanted to show the people everything belongs to the Lord, and if you use them, in the service of the Lord, and he was the most detached person, with the most austere and so detached. So, if we use the things in the service of the Lord, then again we don't get attachment. Because as a living entity, we do have some, the conditioning, but if you use the things, but in order to use them, you have to have some guidance. How these things can be used also. Because sometimes, in the sake of the Kirti Vairagya, sometimes we may get caught up also. It is also a bit dangerous. So we have to have the proper guidance. And if you use things in the service of the Lord, and once we develop the renunciation, then that is proper. That can stay with us. And that's what we always have to have the proper understanding and the mercy of the devotees and Krishna. But only He can help us out. That's why we always say that humble position. Chinna adapi sunichayana tadvariva sahishnana amanina manadena kirtanaya dhari. So when we take this humble position, then chinna adapi sunichayana, very great. So nice, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, we get to keep the reverse around our neck all the time. So why? When I receive the verse, we got to be more tolerant than a blade of grass. Because as you know, the grass, when you walk over that, it won't comply. Because as I explained, it can complain, but it can't complain. That's right, So grass cannot complain, and we can complain if something happens to us, someone actually annoys us, and can complain. But actually we've got to be more tolerant than a blade of grass. But actually, even though we can complain, so we should not complain. And more tolerant than a tree. A tree, even if you chop the branches, nothing, it won't complain, anything. More tolerant than a tree. Then what happens when we do that? That Amalina Manalena Kitsune Sahriham. Then if offer respect to everyone, then in the situation, then Kirtane Sadahari, we will be able to chant his name all the time. That's what our goal is, to chant, remember the Lord all the time, right? Smartavin Sadhana Vishnu, Vismartavin Adal Chit. Always remember Vishnu and never forget him. That's what, that's the goal, right? That's what all the great devotees pray for, that exist before living first. Like we attended another class by Brijan Prabhu. Brijan Prabhu in his place, place where he stays, he was giving some class in the evening. So I was busy, like I could only go up one class there. And there he was reading the pastimes of Krishna. And there Narada Muni wanted to see Krishna. He has heard that that actually Krishna married 16,100 queens, and he built palaces for them. He wanted to really see, like, how did he do, and how is he performing the activities. Like Krishna married 16,100 wives. People are planning, like, you know, now someone can marry 16,000 one by one. Or someone can actually assemble all of them in one hall, that's the big hall, and marry them at once. But Krishna, as we know, but he married all of them, but at different places. So that is Krishna, right? So he married all of them the same time, but at different places. So that's what is in Krishna. So when Narada Muni heard that, he wanted to go on in the sea. And when he is, well, you can read the story in the Krishna book, you know. Like when he went there, he saw Krishna in one palace, you know, he was playing with the children. One palace, he was, was with making jokes with his queens. One place he was meditating. One place he was doing his Sandhya Vandanam. Chanting Gayatri. One place he was thinking about his administration, like that. So after saying that, Narada Muni was saying, please allow me to remember you. That is the only benediction I want from you. So then he was saying, that is our goal, right? To remember the Lord all the time. Just what the Nectar Devotion also says, that this is the rule, to remember the Lord all the time. Of course, second thing is, not to forget Him. Smartavya Sadhata Vishnu, Vismartavya Nadarshit. Sarve Veda Nityanayur, Etan Yogi Kinkaraha. All the rules and regulations, they become subservient to these two main rules. To remember the Lord. So when you remember the Lord, then you will be able to come out of this material existence. So that's the purpose. Then the Lord can save us from this samsara, kupam, this deep, dark well of material existence. That's why every day we sing this prayer in the morning, right? Guruvas take a prayer. Sansara dhavan and lead the loka. We offer our obeisances to our spiritual master, who can actually extinguish the blaze of middle existence of the samsara. So the Lord gives this mercy. So sometimes the Lord, out of his causeless mercy, that's what this Krishna consciousness process is so powerful. Even if we do little in this process, it can help us from a great danger. Recently, we had a a great experience. Just about exactly maybe 4 weeks ago now. One Sunday evening, I had a phone call from a place called Margaret River. Does anybody know Margaret River? Margaret River is a place south of Perth. It is a very famous place. You are not into surfing. If you know surfing, then all the surfers know about Margaret River. Australia. You get a good surf there, you know. It's very, you get the waves something up to 30 meters also, you know. That big waves. So people go there for surfing. People from Victoria, they go there, you know. See, some calls from Victorian board name there. They people, in fact, they have surfing competitions also there, in the place there. World competitions, you know. People come out from all over the world to surf there, you know.
All over the world.
All over the world, yeah. And good time. And with that famous spot in this town, south of Perth, you know, it's about 30 kilometers or so from Perth. So I had a phone call from there. Same actually, someone called to say that one person, he was actually he had a cancer, and that cancer became worse, and he was about to leave his body, and he that person had given a Kurma Prabhu's cookbook to that person got a Kurma Prabhu's cookbook actually from the guy who was dying, you know. So she thought, okay, Kurma is a friend of him. Kurma Prabhu is a friend of him. So she called and asked him, can I speak to Kurma Dasa? In fact, Kurma Prabhu used to live in Perth, but now he's in Sydney. But he happened to be there that weekend in Perth also. So I thought, okay, maybe for him. So I told him anyway, yeah, but normally he doesn't live here, but he happened to be here, but he was busy with his cooking class. So okay, I'll take a message and give it to him tomorrow. And she said, okay. Then she asked, his friend here is about to leave his body. I said, what's his name? It's Colin. Colin, I said, what, Colin Thompson? He said, yeah. Because I know Colin Thompson because he's on our mailing list. So he sent us donation. So I could recognize the name. And Colin Thompson, yeah, what happened to him? Then I tried to find some history behind it. And he said, oh, his cancer and he's become worse and he's going to leave any time. Oh, okay. The next thing that person, I mentioned to him. People said, I know so many people, I don't know, I can't remember. Then I said, okay. Then I asked this lady, how can I get information? And she said, well, you can ring the Margaret River Hospital, he's in the hospital now. Okay. So next day morning, I tried to find the numbers from the Google and finally I managed to call the hospital and I spoke to the nurse and then I said, I want to speak to Colin Thompson. And finally I could get him and I spoke to him. Colin, okay, how are you and all? He said, okay, I'm alright and all. Then I was going to go there anyway tonight that weekend because I had a catering program in Margaret River. So I was going to be actually, okay, I'm coming there on Saturday afternoon, okay, I'll see you there. Oh, I may not stay till Saturday. I may leave before that. You know, really. But he's speaking, you know, so clearly, I couldn't believe it. Then I said, okay, I'll let get to go and see him before he leaves. Because he's a supporter of our woman. And then I say, because that's about 4 hours drive, you know, and I didn't want to drive myself all the way and come back. So I was trying to find someone who can come with me. Do you know a person called Colin? Another devotee, Amayatma Prabhu, he's from New Zealand, and at the moment he's staying with us, you know, helping, distributing books there. And they said, okay, I'll come. So we both jumped in the car, and so I said, it's already 4:30 by the time we left. And the nurse said, actually, the hospital closed at 8 o'clock. So, okay, we went there. And we just raced, we didn't stop anywhere on the way, we just drove straight and we reached the 10 to 8, we went to the hospital and then we went inside, time, we're happy to see us. And then we're spoken a little bit. And then he started saying he's got a house over there, so he can stay in my place. My brother is there. Okay. We stay in the place, and next day we went in the morning, and then we were chanting for him and were speaking to him and trying to find, you know, some information. And then he said actually he stayed here in the temple in Melbourne for about 2 years, the Prabhupada time. And he met the Prabhupada, you know. Then he met Prabhupada, and they, he had association with Prabhupada. And when Prabhupada came, he touched Prabhupada's feet, got his feet. And he said, he was saying, when they're all, you know, because we wanted to get the, like, you know, because he is the person who met Prabhupada, you know. So it was mentally card and all. When he said, when Prabhupada came, they all offered obeisances. And he touched Prabhupada's feet, said, I must kiss him over, you know. And he was laughing. And then he was like a French man, and he said he came at the back, and doing whatever is necessary and all. Stayed in the temple in St. Kilda. He says, as I told him in Albert Park, he said, yeah, first he said, he's still there. I said, yeah. But then again later I confirmed, no, he stayed in the temple in St. Kilda with Prabhupada, almost 2 years. And that made an effect on him. And it's been, of course he had his weaknesses, like he was in the bit, he was, he said, like, I would have stayed if I didn't have to give up my surfing, you know. So he was a surfer, so he came over to Western Australia, and he was staying there, and he stayed for the last 35 years, and for the last 20 years he was working on a garden, which is going to be, that was the first place which was built in Margaret River, very beautiful place, just on the bank of the river, Margaret River, where the river enters the ocean. And he was working on the garden, the landscape, landscapist and gardener working. And so then we asked him, sir, what do you want and how can I help and all. He said, how do you want your ceremony and all. And I couldn't actually believe it. He was speaking, his consciousness was clear, that I couldn't believe that he was going to die, you know, soon, you know. And, but he said that, well, he wanted his ceremony to be done in a Hare Krishna way, you know. He said, you know, I want my ceremony to be done in a Hare Krishna way, as much as I deserve. I know I don't deserve much, but, you know, whatever. He was very humble, you know. Anyway, said, okay, we'll try what we can do now. So then we stayed that day also. And we were chanting and waiting for him and all. And then we went to his house. He's been a vegetarian all this time. And never deviated from that. Of course, other things actually couldn't follow because of association and all. And, the point actually which I'm trying to make and which I had a relation with him, because he had such a short association with the process that time, with Prabhupada, and that had effect, and he had effect on in his life. And even though he has gone away, wasn't like in a full on, you know, big devotee or anything, but you know, in the heart actually he accepted the philosophy very well, and he was trying to follow as much as he could. And he had beads in his house, you know, two sets of beads in his house. He had a nice altar. And Kurma Prabhu's book was there, and the forms of, you know, Ganesh and the Kali Krishna and all, and Prabhupada's pictures, and a series, Radha Krishna album CD, all the things, they were all there in the house. And he built his own house, because before he became a gardener, he was a stone mason. So he built his own house with himself. And then he also built about 50 fireplaces, you know, this one. So that was Tuesday. And I had to come back again to Perth, you know, because I had to take all my equipment, you know, all my gear actually for catering that weekend. I had to do that program. So I came, and then I was worried, like, okay, he might, maybe I had to come back, and I couldn't stay for the whole week. I said, how am I going to do? So, when I went for preparing, I just, so I had one set of neck bracelet with me, which was actually from my Gurumara's one strand I had. So I took it and I put it on him. He said, it's neck bracelet, but the neck bracelet, yeah, he liked it. And then I came to Prabhupada's garland and all. And I said, you want tilak? He said, yeah, cool. So he wanted tilak and all. And then again, we took Charanamrita. He was doing Charanamrita and all. And then I told him, okay, we got to go back and come back. Okay, all right. So, but I was worried that he might go, leave before. But we came back on Wednesday and got my son packed up. And again, went back on Thursday. Thursday evening when we went, by the time we reached, he was already taking rest, we couldn't see him. So Friday we went and saw him, spent about 2 hours chanting for him, and I put tilak for him, and bought another set of neck beads, and then Prabhupada garland and everything. And he was so happy, and I was showing some dhoti and all actually. And he was happy, and I had a lot of other pictures and all, you know, I gave him. And he was so happy to see that, you know. And but we could see that actually he was already lying down, you know, because before that actually, because of the pain, they increased the morphine. He was having morphine. And but first time when he went, also we took him out actually, and then he saw the place where he was working and all. And the place actually where he served the beach and all. Then he came back. So Friday, so we spent about 2 hours with him. And then that evening again I went to the hospital. And then again I was chanting for him, then I was praying for past days and all. And then next day Saturday I told him to call him, because it was at 8 o'clock in the hospital. We got to go out. And I stayed till 8:30, then I told him I got to leave now, so I went left. And then I told him, okay, I'll see you tomorrow. I said, okay. So when next day, Saturday, we went at 11 o'clock. And so when we went, another Saturday, he was getting a bit restless. And but anyway, I'm going to give him a bath and then I can go after that. There's already someone there. So he said, okay, just wait in the room there. So we're waiting, and then she came in 10 minutes. He said, well, she gave him a bath and she put him on the bed. She turned him over and then he passed away. That peacefully passed away. No? And then he said, can we go inside? I said, yeah, you go and do whatever you need to do. And then we went inside immediately, put some tilak for him, and we had detailed garland, and a Pracharanamrita, with moth and tulasi, and then we were chanting for about 40 minutes with him there, yes. And then some of other friends also they came. Then next day, I was busy with my program, and then they organized the funeral for him on Tuesday. Because the body has got to Banbury, which is an hour drive. There is no there is a cemetery there, but it's no cremation there. So you need to cremate. So the body was brought there, and then I wanted to actually put some maha actually. Prabhupada, I had the garland and all, Prabhupada garland and all. Then the funeral director, you had to come to a chapel. So we went to the chapel, we put the Hainam Chagar and the garland. I had some maha from Jagannath, you know, Jagannath Gamcha, peace and all. So I put everything for him, and some tulasi, everything. Then we were doing some kirtan, and then I had to do the ceremony also for him there. Got it from Bhagavad Gita, one verse, and you know, spoke to his friends and all. And he had a Bhagavad Gita, very old, the old edition of Bhagavad Gita there. And of the whole Bhagavad Gita, he marked one verse there. Guess what verse is that? That is Antakalecha Mamevas Mantakalevaram. He marked that verse there. So I may have probably picked the verse. So I read that verse in the purport. That is, they can get a manager and all. And then they organized a memorial ceremony for him on Wednesday. In the place where he used to work. He worked for 20 years in that garden there. Buddha Sunada Sahib got into that. So he said that he wanted, I said, where do you want your ceremony to be done? So, Wycliffe Garden, but I don't know if the owners agree or not. Otherwise, at my house and all. So, but owners are very nice. The owner actually is National Australia Bank, chairman, you know, he's the owner for that place, you know. He was also there in that funeral ceremony. So we had a ceremony there. So about 100 of his friends came, and we had a kirtan. We told if you call him live chanting, so if you also chant, it'll be nice. So about all of them were chanting. We gave them mantra cards to them. They were all chanting. So and then we took some prasad and some koftas and halwa. So they all liked it, and then they all said it's really nice for them and all. So, the point I'm trying to make is, he had such a small association, and in the heart he accepted that, and he knew actually, okay, that since he told one of his friends, well, looks like I didn't quite make it now, I had to come back again, you know. So he knew that he didn't quite, he understood the philosophy very well, you know. Even though he used to not a great teacher or anything, he's simple in the heart, he's humble, humbly accepted that, and he was telling, you know, we need to do some preaching. And this place there, and he was telling us to give some books to his friends and all. So even though when he had a short association with the process, and amazingly, Krishna and Prabhupada took care of him so nicely. So we came, you know, was brought back, and he got the opportunity to get all this, this and all. So, like my point is, like this Krishna consciousness process is so nice, you know. Of course, like if imagine the benefit, actually, if you stick to that and then follow it seriously, nicely, then you know, then why can't the Lord can take us and come back to Godhead? He will. That's why what happens somehow or other, if we stick to the process nicely and follow all the process and somehow give this mercy to other people. And bring more people to the lotus feet of Krishna and Prabhupada, then definitely Prabhupada will be pleased and Lord will be pleased, and we can get the mercy of all the parampara of the devotees. So here actually the Pingala is got the renunciation because by not getting what she wanted, those are good. But if you get real renunciation by understanding the process nicely and apply it to that into our life, then that's much more superior, and we can really advance in the process. So I'll stop here, cutting down our time. If you have some comments, questions.
In this translation, there is an intelligence of the living entity. So we are asked, while we are teaching, how to use the intelligence to remember the lotus of Krishna? How to use the intelligence, your realization?
Yeah, the intelligence, like we by following the previous acharyas and by repeating what we heard from the previous acharyas, not try to concoct anything on our own. So that is the real intelligence. You know? Sometimes intelligence means like we think we have to make up so many things, but no, real intelligence is to, you know, repeat actually what we heard from the what is there in the Guru's or Shastra, and whatever we speak has to be in line with that, and also what we hear from our Guru and other spiritual masters and Sri Prabhupada, to simply repeat that, then that is the real intelligence. So that's what, of course, you know, when we do that, because we have some realization also, then actually when we speak with our own realization, that will make effect on the others more strongly. So real intelligence means we can to to follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas.
Can you please give an example, like acharya, what you are thinking, what you are remembering, so that we can remember to see? Just give an example.
Like, you know, like what we hear from our for example, if you want to present a point, we can see like what did Prabhupada say on this particular point. That way we are connecting our thoughts to Prabhupada and to the other our gurus, you know. So what did you say in this context? And then you use that and with our own realization, if you present it, then that is the
any specific example?
Yeah, like I said, this now, like renunciation means giving up, right? But real renunciation is to engage the things in the service of the Lord. So, like as I said in the example in Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he was using everything in the service of the Lord. He was a Bhikkhu Vairag and everything. And so he was saying, Srila Prabhupada, he was traveling all over. He was using aeroplanes, microphones, and dictaphones and everything in the service of the Lord. That is real renunciation. Otherwise, sometimes, these are all material things, we don't want to get caught up with that. That is the Maya. Everything is Maya. We don't want to get caught up in this material world. But Srila Prabhupada, he used all the opulence to build nice temples for the praise of the Lord. Even though he felt everything, but again he is so detached. Same actually, like, so if we have that understanding, realization, then Krishna can help us. Same this Bhakti Colin also. If I could say actually, at the time of leaving, he didn't care about anything. Though he worked for 20 years in the garden there, when we went there, when we took him there, he wasn't actually, he just thought, okay, yeah. He said, yeah, I did his thing there. He wasn't attached, And then similarly, his position also, he was very detached actually about the things also. Like that, so like that actually. So even though when we do so many things, if we have real renunciation, means as much as possible, we try to use it in the service of the Lord. Otherwise, then okay. That's what I was reading. Another place, the things, real renunciation means the things, giving up the things which don't have any connection with the Lord. That is renunciation. The things which have got connection with the Lord, okay, we use them in the service of the Lord. That is the real renunciation. Kind of mind, understanding.
Yeah. Little understanding. It seems that Vaishnavas, usually, they know in advance what time they are leaving their body and they prepare themselves for next year. So, can you please elaborate?
Because of their. Yeah, this question is that Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, so they know. They'll know before they leave their body, so that way they prepare for the next journey. So you ask me to elaborate on that. Well, when we follow the process by the mercy of the Lord, the Lord actually, we may get some hints. It is possible. And then when we get the hints, okay, we can prepare. For example, of course, Parikshit Maharaj, he knew he was going to die in 7 days, but the external reason was that he was cursed by the Brahmana, so he knew that. In that sense, Parikshit Maharaj is a great devotee, so in that sense, what you said is correct. He knew that he was going to die in 7 days. And he was preparing for that. And similarly, of course, sometimes we may not quite know. But still, like, every day is a preparation for us, close the day, actually, right? So we are preparing for that. That's why, we have to follow the process nicely, chant very attentively, as if this is our last round, like that. Because what would we do if this is the last day, for us? And so how much attentive we would be, that much attentiveness we should have to have. If we attentively chant. That's what one devotee was saying, that the Parikshit Vidyan Prabhu was saying, okay, we don't have to worry about everything else. He says, we just chant, concentrate that one mantra, and then again go to the next one, like that, and everything else, whatever comes in your mind, okay, just keep them aside. Just focus on this, on that mantra. Like I said, be attentively in that time. Then definitely we can get some taste in that, and we can get the realization. And so that is what, so everything basically boils down to go in the back, you know, japa, if you do all japa nicely, then everything else will follow. You got to give that utmost importance for our japa, attend to japa. That's what we try to, that's what we say, no? Try to chant the japa attentively and avoid of, try to avoid offenses. And avoid offenses. And for this process, no? But again, by the master of the devotees, the association of devotees. It's possible, it's not, it looks, sometimes you think it looks like impossible. No, it's not impossible. It is possible. But you know, you've got to work for it. So yeah, sorry, coming back to your point. Yeah, we might actually may get some hint actually, you know, not. And then actually, yeah, we can prepare. And sometimes, you know, I mean, of course, if you are dealing with some cancer or something like that, then we know, okay, yeah, we don't have much time, you know. So then we better be prepared for that, you know. Otherwise, also, sometimes, you know, yeah, do what you still know. Because that again, by the mercy of the Lord, we may get some hint, you know.
Prabhupada says life is a preparation,
death
is an examination.
Yeah.
Then also, one. And so, for the mind of the mind that is going to be active in the room, number one, see, these activities said, we don't activate, only 7 days for everybody.
You got 7 days for everybody?
For everybody. Either Monday or Saturday.
Okay. Nice.
If you are going to die in the same 7 days.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, thanks. It's a good thing. I never heard that. Good. 7 days, yeah. Good point, yeah. Heard that, huh? Good, yeah. Remember that. Yeah, right. Even the 7 days is that. Yeah. Right, yeah. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Gantarashman Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Lala Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaunitai Ki Jai, Lala Bhagavan Ki Jai, Srinandu Sutama Ki Jai.